Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're sitting down with John Murray. We're going to be talking the Emory Cat Rescue as well as their working cat program. John, thank you again for taking the time to come sit down with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
So, Emory Cat Rescue, for some of those who might not know, can you just kind of give us an overview of what you guys do and what the goal of your organization is?
Certainly. We are a 501c3 nonprofit based out of Emory County. We focus primarily on community / feral cats, cats without homes. We do a TNR program as well as adoptions. We just trying to get the population under control, trying to control disease spread, and trying to find homes for these cats that didn't ask to be in the situation they're in.
And so one of the main reasons we wanted to have you on is to talk about your working cat program that you have. Can you kind of walk us through what that is?
Absolutely. So to help with the community cats finding a place to live, we have been trying to contact local ranchers, farmers, business owners to help with places for the cats to go. They have a point. They have a purpose in society. They help with rodent control, prairie dogs, mice, rats, you know, that kind of thing. And they can be beneficial. So we try to get the word of that out and get volunteers to accept a couple working cats to have a place to go to, you know, help the people with their issues, and everybody's a win-win.
Now, that's a very exciting program. What would be the best way if someone wants to get involved or participate in this working cat program? What's the best way someone can get involved with this?
We can be reached on Facebook or at emorycatrescue@gmail. Just contact one of us. We would be happy to take your name. We do inspection, though, before we would take any cats to any place. We would make sure that there's shelter, that there's, you know, a water source, that people understand they're still going to need fed. You know, they're not going to be able to survive off of just rats and mice that they, you know, that they're able to catch. So they are going to need, you know, help with sustainment.
So, yeah, doing your due diligence to kind of make sure that they're moving into a livable environment.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. We don't want to put a cat in a worse position than it was that we took it out of. So.
Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just be kind to the community cats. They didn't ask to be there. They're just trying to survive like we are. But treat them like the sentient animals they are.
Well, thank you so much again for taking the time to come sit down with us. We really appreciate you coming on. Again, that was John Murray talking about the Emory Cat Rescue Program. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.